All right, it's time for a setting the bar story, Kelly.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, you may be a social media influencer. You may have some followers, and they may do exactly your bidding. But there are some things that you probably shouldn't do. This is a setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting a tourist spot literally shut down because of your bad behavior, you're doing okay.
Oh, no. Oh, what'd we do?
Okay, so there's this spot in Vermont. It's very popular, especially around this time, fall time, right? That fall foliage, beautiful. The town it attracts social media influencers from all over the place, right? They flock to this town to get the pictures for their Instagram and their all their social media. And it's home to the famed Sleepy Hollow Farm, right?
Oh, yes. It's a beautiful spot to take pictures.
Well, the town has temporarily closed the road to non-residents due to overcrowding and, quote, poorly behaved tourists.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So, look, the locals, they understand. They're like, look, we get it. It's beautiful.
It's pretty. A lot of people want to come take pictures.
Yeah, but and so even though the town has put up the sign that says, you know, not welcome to outsiders type of thing. It doesn't actually say that, but you know what I mean. There are posters and influencers that are like, you know what? But here's the way you sneak in.
That's where it starts to go downhill.
So, I mean, everything would be fine if they didn't do things like damage roads, have accidents in there than in the town, require towing out of ditches, trampling gardens, going number two on private property.
Oh, come on now. Really?
Right? Verbally assault residents. So, yeah, again, if you're going to be a social media influencer and you are going to be a visitor in someone's town to capture the beauty of that town for your feed and for your followers, maybe a good idea just to be a little bit more respectful.
Yeah, let's not encourage the bad behavior like the sneaking around the gate and the pooping on the property.
Yeah, right?
I mean, come on now.
All right.
It's ruining all the fun for everybody.
Yeah, don't ruin all the fun for everybody. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting a tourist spot shut down because of bad behavior, look, if you can't behave, no one can come here.
Okay, yeah, that's not good.
Yep.
Hopefully they'll open it back up soon.
Is your setting the bar story.